something has been happening in the past few days that many parents and guardians have been waiting for a long time to see. Little kids with their cute little sleeves rolled up getting vaccinated against COVID-19. More than 360,000 children between 5 and 11 have gotten the shot after the CDC gave the green light to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. But there is still a long way to go. Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco, and she's here with us now. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
So there are clearly parents who are eager to get their kids vaccinated right away. How do you feel about the pace of the vaccination so far?
It is very exciting to have this vaccine available, and I am seeing sort of a disparate uptake of the vaccine across parents and states. A Kaiser Family Foundation study shows that a third of us are very excited to get our children vaccinated, and two-thirds at this point want to wait and see.
Right. So one-third of parents are saying in that survey they definitely will not get the vaccine for their kids. What would you say to those parents who are worried, who are still on the fence?
You know, I completely understand their point, which is what they're thinking of is that there's very low rates of severe illness in children from COVID-19 compared to adults. However, and they're right about that, but the way to think of it is that certainly we've had a staggering number of hospitalizations and deaths in adults. But in children, during the Delta surge, overall, we've had 64,000 hospitalizations of children and 650 deaths throughout the entire COVID-19 pandemic. It is rare compared to the denominator, but any cause of death in children is tragic. And anything that we could do to prevent this preventable cause of death makes complete sense to me why we'd want to vaccinate our children. It also is really important to help reduce transmission to others, and we all live in communities.
Doctor, you are a parent of a child in this age group. Tell me about your plan to get your 11-year-old son vaccinated. Is it right that you've actually decided to spread out the two doses?
Yes. So he is 11 and male. And because of that, there are rare causes of myocarditis in males, and usually after the second dose. So this is a much smaller dose. This is a 10 microgram dose. But there are three reasons why I am waiting 6 to 8 weeks between the first and second dose, and I would recommend this. One is immunologic research. Actually, there was a Cell paper that shows us that not only are antibody responses better, but your T cell responses, which will last a long time, carrying them into adulthood, are better if you extend the duration between doses to 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. Second is effectiveness. In Canada, there was actually 92% effectiveness of Pfizer 6 to 8 weeks apart. But if you used it 3 weeks apart, it was 82% effective. They spaced out doses in Canada. And the third is this rare myocarditis. There are more myocarditis.
The heart inflammation.
The heart inflammation. And we see this rarely in second doses, more in males. And it seems to be dose-dependent, meaning Moderna is not approved in our country for 12 to 17-year-olds because it's 100 micrograms, seems to be too high. And in Israel, they had more episodes of myocarditis, giving it every 3 weeks, than in Canada, where it was about a fourth the rate of myocarditis in males, giving it 8 weeks apart. So because of that, a recommendation that we have is to space the duration. So do your first dose, and then 6 to 8 weeks later, second dose.
Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco. Thank you very much for your insights. Appreciate it.
Thank you.